Live from the spectacular Garden Roots in South Africa.
We're streaming worldwide on eradiosa.com.
Now it's just after 2 o'clock. It's time for Tourism Tuesdays here on eRadio Live. And it's time for us to join Travel Bug Rose. This afternoon, she comes to us from Wilderness. Hello, Rose.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's actually a beautiful sunny day. You can definitely feel that the spring is pushing in.
It is, slowly but surely.
Knocking on the door.
Yeah. Listen, I saw a video, I also shared it on our Facebook page, of you up in the air. Was that today or was that over the weekend?
That was over the weekend. It was on Saturday, yeah.
Oh, it looks fun.
We had some beautiful, smooth, stocky air. Nice and buoyant. It was a perfect day to fly.
Awesome. You like being up in the sky. Do you think you were a bird maybe in a former life?
I think so, yes. I think it actually runs in the family.
Oh.
So anything with wings, whether it's planes or paragliders or birds or anything like that, runs in the family.
Oh, that's so cool. Listen, Rose, it is Tourism Week. It's also Tourism Month. So what is happening here in the Garden Route?
So I've done a little bit of digging in the Garden Route, what's in tourism, for Tourism Month. It's officially Tourism Month from 1st of September to the 30th of September, obviously. But it's accentuated over this time and also linked with Heritage Day, and we call it Friday. So most people probably have the fires up and going. So yeah, we're looking forward to hopefully some awesome weather and some awesome fun this week.
Yeah, Thursday. Yeah. Thursday is the 24th. I've almost forgot. Yeah. That's a public holiday.
Yeah, well, every day feels like a public holiday these days, doesn't it?
True.
Yeah. So I've just done a little bit of investigation and spoke to various tourism tourism offices in the area. And the people who basically brought something to the table for this month, number one is Mossel Bay. And Mossel Bay had a very interesting little look at what they are doing on for Tourism Month. And they officially kind of looked at the Great Escape. So you know the Great Escape of World War. 1944 in March, they had this Great Escape where they dig the three tunnels, Tom, Dick and Harry.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all escaped and some survived and some didn't survive. So they've decided that they're focusing Tourism Month on the Great Escape. And being the Garden Route, it actually offers quite a lot of escaping because we've got way more space, a lot of adventure and a lot of natural adventure. And because tourism this year is focused on rural tourism and tourism development, I think it's quite perfect because there's been a lot of initiatives coming out, especially in the natural facets. So if you're in the mood for adventure and escaping, then it's definitely Mossel Bay for the Great Escape. Head to this beautiful Mossel Bay. It's got a lot of adventure. It's got shark diving. It's got the beautiful cave.
Mm.
It's got bottleneers with the horse riding, beautiful beaches. So yeah, Mossel Bay has got quite a helicopter ride. So it's got a lot of adventure on that side.
Mm.
Having said that, it's also, I mean, I think the Garden Route as a whole actually offers quite a lot of adventure, especially
yeah.
for the people who need to escape city mm-hmm. and who wish to get away from the madness of that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah.
So that takes us to, and then I've got a very nice little interesting thing from Knives and Tourism. Knives and Tourism has got a nice little competition from the 24th to the 27th of September, and they were running a photo campaign targeting families, you know, and people who travel, road trippers, those kind of people, and the hashtag is Knives of Tourism Month or Tourism Month 2020, and the emphasis will be on our things like ecotourism, business events, that kind of thing. They want you to basically take a photograph of your favorite place, of your favorite location, of your little favorite escaped, let's call it, that, and post it on social media with the hashtag NISA Tourism Month and hashtag Tourism Month 2020. And you stand a chance to win an inclusive holiday of adventure in NISA. Mm. So that's quite nice for the NISAN. Well done. And of course, Plet has focused on beaches. They, being summer coming in, and they've probably got some of the most, I think they have most of the Blue Flag beaches. I'm not 100% sure, yeah. But they have beaches, six Blue Flag beaches, mm. and it includes Bravo, Kierborn, Nature's Valley, the Lookout Point Dunes, and Singing Kettle Beach. And then they have two boats, a boating Blue Flag as well, which is offshore adventures. So they're focusing on the beach, and hopefully with the weather being so beautiful, people can escape to Plettenberg Bay and really go and enjoy the beautiful beaches that they have there. And I thought about Wilderness and George, and Wilderness for me is adventure capital when it comes to paragliding.
Yeah.
It's definitely, and also I love the fact that it has such a huge variety of rivers with walk canoeing, and you can really get out on in with hiking, canoeing, and Wilderness is, most of our places are allocated in sand parks areas, which looks after our very lovely heritage protected natural forest and environment. So that on its own lends to a whole bunch of activity. But so my suggestion for Wilderness would be either adventure one of the beautiful hikes, which is like the Beautiful Tree, the Half Collar Kingfisher Trail, which is absolutely one of my favorite, hiking to a waterfall and back, or get on a canoe at Eden Adventures from the Ferry No and paddle up the river, or head for the Caymans, hire a canoe there and go and visit the beautiful Cayman Gorge with that waterfall and that kind of, so that's Wilderness. And then of course George is very much focused mostly on business. They do a lot of more business tourism, but George definitely has some beautiful things. And my favorite, of course, would be the Redberry Farm, which we spoke from last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we're heading to the Grootville Paradise up the road in Oudtshoorn.
Okay.
And Oudtshoorn lends a whole different feel to the Gardenhout area. So this is where you can basically road trip. Go over the Swartberg Pass, go visit the beautiful caves, have an ostrich experience, look a bit into the history. Got a very rich culture there of the ostrich feather, historical stuff. So it's quite nice as an old-fashioned Grootville Paradise little town. So, go and visit the small karoo. It has a beauty of its own, especially this time of year with all the little flowers budding everywhere as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So, those would be basically covering our tourism destinations for this month. And then, of course, you have to have a look out for some events in the area. There are some lovely, I know that Wilderness will have a torpedo event from the 25th to the 26th of September, which is basically like a cliffing event, running, swimming, that kind of stuff. And then NISA will have Sunday at 9 a.m. they will have a farm handmade market in NISA. And of course there will be a few little places that offer the heritage pricing, bee juice and Wilderness. Lovely. There will be in Wilderness also the Palm Square, Hills Bay, Jackie Lowe Music Live. So there's quite a few little events and things are starting to come alive again. Pili Pili at Central. Tomorrow evening having a sunset session, because I can only imagine that would be really nice. So keep your eyes peeled for some really nice events. And of course, we mustn't forget our Gardenhout International Film Festival, which is the driving, which is either online movies or the heading to one of your favorite spots to go and watch a movie on a big screen.
Exactly. 9 drive-ins over the garden route. No excuses. Yeah. And then, obviously you can watch it virtually, but the best is to do it the old-fashioned way. Get in your car and go watch it through the windscreen. Rose, is that it for today?
That's basically it, yeah. That's tourism week and tourism month. And make sure that you all get your braai tools together and head to your favorite braai spot, wherever. And our beaches are now officially open, so you can now head to one of the beaches that actually offers some braai facilities, and our wilderness has one. Go and enjoy the sunshine and some good old-fashioned brewers.
That's it. Travel Bug Rose, live from Wilderness this afternoon. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next Tuesday at 2 o'clock. You enjoy the rest of your week and your braai day as well.
Absolutely, I will be. And as we're heading into October, can you believe it?
Unreal. Unreal. Oh, the year's almost over. Let's hope that 2021 is going to be a better one, and that 2020 wasn't just a trailer for 2021.
It's crazy.
Crazy. Rose, thanks so much. Till next week.
Okay. Thank you, Ewan.
Cheers.
Take care.